We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padre Social Hour presented by United, home game number 81 here at Petco Park. Back at the AMR studio with Randy Jones, I'm Jesse Agler, and we're very happy, honored, pleased, excited to be joined by Padre bench coach Dave Roberts. Doc, appreciate you coming down before the game for all the obvious reasons, but want to congratulate you, too. We found out this week you're going to be inducted into the Breitbart Hall of Fame at the Hall of Champions here in San Diego coming up in February, so congrats.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. This is it was a surprising honor, but to have my roots here and to play high school football here, then go to UCLA and come back, play for the Padres, coach for the Padres, and be kind of entrenched in this community. It was a huge honor, for sure. Thank you.
I can't believe you did not mention one thing about doing a little bit of radio for the Padres.
and that's kind of the highlight.
That's got to be the top.
So that'll be at the top of my speech.
Yeah, well, we were with partners. We did a pregame together.
Are you asking that he lead with that in the acceptance speech at the?
I always like to pick on the left-hander when I can.
That's okay.
Hey, congratulations!
Thanks.
Breitbart Hall of Fame. Great to have you in there with us.
Absolutely.
Honored to have you.
Good company. Great company.
Good stuff. Yeah.
That is very cool, though. And, I mean, I imagine when you did return to San Diego first, you know, as a player, when you came back to the Padres, to get the opportunity to play and now eventually coach in your hometown, that's got to be near the top of the list as far as cool things go.
Yeah, it is. I think that, you know, I remember going to the Hall of Champions when I was in high school and, you know, seeing all the inductees and, playing my last high school football game at Qualcomm and, you know, and just – hear about all these people being inducted every year and just kind of not really expecting anything and for it to kind of be presented in front of you is kind of overwhelming, really. And you look at the long list of past inductees, it's a special group. So, yeah.
That'll be fun. I love
that. Yes, it will. You'll be
there?
Dinner.
I'll be there.
Okay. It's in February. Mark it on your calendar now.
I always do.
You got hunting trips. I know.
Yeah, exactly. No hunting, golf, no excuses left.
Gentlemen, I will be there.
All right, good.
I'd be honored to.
We'll make sure that RJ is there. This season for the Padres obviously didn't go the way I think most of us envisioned that it would go, and it is sort of that reflective time of year at this point. When you do take some time to look back at this 2015 season, how are you going to look at it?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question. I think that obviously going into this season, there was a lot of optimism, and the things that from management to ownership and what AJ and his staff did, accruing all this talent. I think that I was just as excited as everybody, and with the prospects of this season, and obviously it didn't play out the way it all envisioned. And that's the beautiful thing about this game is that you just really never know. You know, that's why you play 162 games and. But I think there's a lot of growth with players and relationship building. And you'd like to think that you can put a bunch of talent and it can just gel and mesh and equate to 95 wins and a postseason berth. But it's not that simple. There's some guys that had some really nice years. And there's some positives. But I think that the detail, there's some things that we got to clean up and be more consistent. And baseball is a tough game, Jesse and RJ, as you well know. So, there's a lot of good pieces still here, obviously, and that speaking probably at a turn that will probably be back, a lot of the pieces. So I think that we got a lot of work to do, but, we can always try to get better.
Yeah, but you see a little bit of potential, I think. You know,
absolutely.
Overall, we picked up a few more pieces to that puzzle.
Yeah.
And, AJ, obviously there can be a lot of moves, a lot of decisions made during the offseason, but that's what you got to continue to try to improve and,
yeah.
I mean, like, the whole idea is like the pitching, really wasn't as good this year as it was last year. It's obvious after watching 6 months of baseball, and they got to pick it up a little bit and it'd have been a completely different year. But, I mean, there's a lot of those little pieces that they got to fit together.
Yeah, they do. And I think that, if you look back at games that, you lose some games that you thought you should have won and didn't play well against some of the teams that you should have you should have played better against. And again, that's baseball. But I think the difference, the gap between where we're at right now and a postseason berth, we're not too far off. And as Randy mentioned, the pieces are there. And there's a lot of a good nucleus there with very, very talented baseball players. So, I know AJ's going to be working tirelessly this winter, we expect big things next year.
The gelling thing is so interesting, and it's a conversation I think we all have a million times, but it will be interesting, you know, looking next year at how different maybe that all is than what it is this year. What's the offseason like for Dave Roberts? We're getting there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, you know, just kind of get reacquainted with the family, and, you know, it's interesting. You watching the postseason and watching players, and really, you know, now with media, there's so much going on, and you're always kind of in tune with baseball. But a lot of it is just being back with my family, taking a trip to Europe,
and squash a few grapes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, huh? With the winery, do some of that stuff. Absolutely. But you know what, Jesse, it's kind of baseball now is year round, and I know that you know, AJ and his staff, they just work, and you know, they rely on us a lot of our opinion on stuff, so we're kind of always in the loop, and I make my way down here to the ballpark too.
I got a question. You know, all year long I watch you guys. You're on the bench, right?
Yeah.
How come you and Pat never sit on the bench? You're always standing. You never sit on the bench.
You know what?
What's up?
I don't get it. That's very perceptive, RJ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing I really see from up in the press box is the back of your head and the back of Pat's head.
That's all I see. Unfortunately, I wear a hat because you got a little thinning in the back. But,
you never sit down.
Yeah, you know
what's
what?
Up?
I guess we like to be as close to the action as possible. And you know, the catcher relationship with us, we're just trying to make sure I'm in eyes view of him, eyesight of him. But, you know, Darren's a little lonely. You know, I guess we got to kind of sit.
I mean,
we should have sat on the
bench.
He's got
to find somebody to talk to because you guys don't share the love.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I kind of feel guilty now, so I got to spend a little bit more time. So, you know what? Today, I'm gonna try to make a point to spend a little bit more time sitting next to Darren Balsley.
At least one out.
At least one. I can promise you that.
Third of an inning.
A third of an inning. Okay.
Darren Balsley gets a third of an inning.
I love that, man. That's good stuff.
How much conversation between you and Pat Murphy and the rest of the staff, and not even just this year, just generally speaking, is taking place sort of between innings? Because I think that's when we all start paying attention to other stuff. So we see the shots on you guys on TV, you know, during the inning. We can look down and see you guys a little bit during the inning. But then in between innings, we're watching the video board or there's a commercial on TV, whatever. How much of that does that dialogue continue between innings, or is it more?
Yeah, you know what? That's good. It's more. I think that it's not necessarily the dialogue between coaches, which it is, and I think that we kind of bounce things off each other in the game and talking about players, but also in between innings we do a lot of talking to the players, and you know, this is a guy that might be on the bench and a certain situation just happened, and we kind of go and talk to that player about that certain situation, or Murph might. And Darren might talk to the starting pitchers that aren't throwing that day and talk about a certain way to attack a hitter. We talk about other players and what you know, what they're doing. And, you know, there's been numerous times where, you know, Spangenberg or Jan Kass have been on the bench, and I pulled them aside during the end and said, hey, make sure you watch Denard Span or Inciarte, the way they're taking their at-bats and the approach that they have or their leads. And that kind of stuff a lot of the times takes place during – in between innings.
Really cool.
I love that.
That's
yeah.
the stuff I find
really
most interesting. All right, we sort of alluded to the winery, Red Stitch. Going well?
Yeah, it's going well. We just released our 2012 Cabernet, so that's fun. We're almost sold out. People can get it on redstitchwine.com. So it's great. It's for me, it's something that it's something I have a passion for. It's a nice diversion from baseball, but you know, my time is taken up so much with baseball. But it's just fun to kind of have on the side, and it's great.
It's not a bad hobby. Not a bad hobby.
Not a bad hobby.
Padres bench coach Dave Roberts, appreciate you coming down. Congrats again on the Hall of Fame induction coming up in February, and appreciate the time.
Thanks, thanks for having me, guys.
Love
absolutely.
Love
our pleasure. Dave Roberts, San Diego sports legend and Padre bench coach. At Evans Tire and Service Centers, buy two select tires, get two free with quality name brand tires in 16 convenient locations. Why shop anywhere else? Visit EvansTire.com, home of the buy two, get two. Thanks again to Dave Roberts. We'll be back. More Social Hour right after this.